You're listening to Nate and Crate on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Hawk Security Services. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Nate Griffin and Patrick Creighton.
In the summer, when temperatures rise, your AC system works overtime. It stops blowing cold air. Relief is as close as your local O'Reilly Auto Parts. Eventually, your AC might need professional help, but until then, O'Reilly's can help you through the sweltering days of summer. During Murray AC Month, from products like refrigerants to Murray AC compressors, they have what you need to beat the heat. It's Murray AC Month, only at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Nate and Crate, SB Nation Radio, and joining us on the hotline right now, covering Major League Baseball for SB Nation, she's Whitney McIntosh. Hey, Whitney, how you doing?
Good. How are you today?
Hey, Whitney, as a fellow New Yorker, I want you to hopefully explain to people why the idea of the Mets trading Jacob DeGrom to the Yankees will happen over Fred Wilpon's dead frickin' body. And if it did happen, he would have a dead frickin' body thanks to Mets fans.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Mets fans hate their ownership already. We've seen that with this recent Jose Reyes mess that's kind of come to a head this weekend. But, yeah, they're not trading Jacob DeGrom, probably, based on his contract situation. They're definitely not trading him to the Yankees. It's just not happening. It's, you know, similar to the Baltimore Orioles ownership situation. They are not a group of people that engages with the Yankees on many things, if anything. And it's just not happening. Public perception, personal preferences there, that's not going through.
You know, the idea that, okay, so the team is struggling. Let's trade guys who are young and cheap and under team control instead of guys who are older and more expensive. Like, you would trade, if you can, and I don't know that you could trade him right now because his value is probably squat, but you would trade Jay Bruce, you know, who has become Jason Bay, Jeremy Burnitz, basically, in New York. You trade him. You don't trade a guy who's young and under contract and under team control for the next 3 years. I don't understand the national media obsession with Jacob DeGrom and or Noah Syndergaard being dealt by the Mets.
Well, because I think this is, you know, a static situation that everyone's come to expect. You know, the Mets being bad, they had a great beginning of the season, and then they've petered out once again. So I think it's kind of everyone goes back to their normal or their expected storylines, and that's one of them. You know, who are they going to trade? Where are the stars going to be at the end of the year at the trade deadline? What's the situation there? And, you know, rumors are rumors. They're all fun. We have good times. But it is important to make sure that we know which rumors are real and which are fake, for sure, or which are completely unreasonable. They do have some trading chips that they probably won't get anything for. Like you said, Jay Bruce, that was a questionable signing from the start. But yeah, these big names, they're saying, especially based on those contract situations, and based on, you know, once these injuries are in their rearview mirror, there is a chance that they're still going to be a good team. I know it doesn't seem like it, but they did have a good start to the season, so.
Hey, Brittany, this is Nate. I have a question. One more question for you, because the Mets just happen to be, you know, Patrick's favorite team. So he wants to talk about the Mets for the duration of your stay on our show. So I will ask you
like
one more.
Like, that's a bad thing.
I will ask you one more question about the Mets. There's been some speculation about Michael Conforto getting demoted. I know last year, you know, he had a really good season, 279, 384, 555. With 27 home runs, what about now? Do you think that could still happen? He's been an integral part of their lineup.
I don't think so. You know, they've demoted him a couple of times already, kind of as he struggled to get acclimated to the majors. I think at this point we're looking at more of a slump rather than a demotion, and it's important to kind of parse that correctly. You know, he knows what it's like to be in the major leagues. He's you know, acclimated. He's been doing well. He had a great season last year, like you said. I think this is more of maybe a couple days here and there out of the lineup situation rather than a full-on demotion for, you know, a week or so to get some reps in. But, again, it's the Mets. You never know.
You do never know, and because Michael Conforto has been their second-best hitter over the last month. But let's talk about demoting him, because we're the Mets. Whitney McIntosh covers Major League Baseball for SB Nation with us.
And
Whitney, as much as the Mets are my favorite team, the Dodgers are Nate's favorite team. Is Clayton Kershaw about to go down the Johan Santana road, where he's been so great for so long, thrown a zillion innings, and now he's starting to break down? I mean, is there a concern that in the next 3 years, Clayton Kershaw may not be anything close to what Clayton Kershaw is right now?
I mean, I think there's a true possibility. That's just, you know, that's how sports work, especially with pitchers who, again, have so many innings on their body and have dominated for so long. That's, you know, whether it's a major injury like this back situation over and over, or whether it's just his numbers declining, I do think that's something we're looking at. And it's not, you know, a bad thing. It would be disappointing because we've seen him be so great for so long. But that's also something just to expect. You know, he's going to tail off eventually, whether these repeated kind of trips to the DL are the beginning of that, or whether he dominates for next season before kind of fully entering into the tail end of his career. Who knows? But I do think we're definitely entering this period of his career where it's not going to be all Kershaw all the time. There's going to be some questions, whether it's injury or pitch counts or starts or et cetera. And it's going to be a weird feeling not to be like Kershaw all the time.
They got to find a way to get that guy to the postseason. But I want to ask you if they can get there, but especially being 500 right now. But I got to ask you about Justin Turner. How much does it hurt them that Justin Turner's not in that lineup, especially, you know, because he's having the wrist issues? He spent most of the time on DL.
Oh, I think that's a huge harm to them. Having him back full-time is going to be huge. And I think that if there's a turnaround in that season, you know, they got to 500, that's going to be the turnaround. To get that boost, to get those bats woken up, and to have everyone healthy, you know, within the next month or so back and doing what they do. But I do think they've missed his offense hugely, and it's one of the most obvious things that you can point to outside of kind of the rest of the lineup slumping as well. But I think, you know, his full-time return is going to be a major boost for them, both on the field and in the clubhouse.
Whitney McIntosh, SB Nation, covers Major League Baseball with us on the hotline. Whitney, in the American League right now, the Red Sox probably looking for a starting pitcher. The Yankees definitely looking for a starting pitcher. The Astros should be looking at that hole at the back of the bullpen. Who pulls the trigger first?
I think the Yankees will. They've been known to pull those moves early, and then everyone kind of chases them. It would be a nice surprise if the Red Sox or Astros, you know, they're kind of either in pole position or very close in their divisions. It would be nice if they took the had the advantage of being in that position and made those moves early to put even more pressure on, you know, the Mariners and the Yankees. But that's just usually not their style, especially we saw last year with the Astros' acquisition of Justin Verlander. Those teams want to make sure it's a perfect trade or a perfect acquisition there, and they don't want to just make a move to make a move, which is smart. But it also means that we're probably going to be seeing those moves later in July rather than, you know, in the next month or so in June.
Let's stay with that and talk about Gerrit Cole being the American League strikeout leader right now. Want to ask you this. When the Astros decided to deal for Gerrit Cole, bring him into the fold, did you see this coming? Did you think that he was going to be as an effective pitcher as he has turned out to be?
I think so, and I think when they made that trade, I think everyone saw that and said, why didn't the Yankees do that? You know, that was a huge situation, and I think that was one of the smartest things that baseball media saw was he's going to be great. That's a major, major trade, and they did it for a reason, and that reasoning worked for them, and they're very lucky, and I'm sure Pirates fans are pretty upset right now because they knew it too. But, yeah, that's certainly panned out for them. And, you know, it's been very fun to watch that rotation. But, again, and now the other teams in the American League are going, now we have to make that move at this trade deadline rather than in the offseason.
Who would you like to see if, you know, if the Astros decide to make a deal? Who would you like to see them go after? Because they've got to do something about that pen.
Absolutely. I mean, the Rays are a mess, but they do have some talent in the bullpen, and I think going or in their rotation, however whatever they're calling it these days. But I do think if the Astros went after some of those arms, there are some talented arms there. The Marlins have some guys. still left that they can trade away. And there are some people maybe in Oakland that they can grab as well as that gap widens in the division. And I think there's, but I think looking at the Rays, getting some of those guys out there before they get injured with this weird bullpen day situation would be very smart, because the Rays aren't good, but they do have some talent there. And I think that's definitely one place within the league that they could definitely find some boost, because that bullpen is a mess in Houston.
Hey, Whitney, let's play a little stay or go here. I'm going to give you some names. I want you to tell me if you think they're going to stay or if you think they're getting traded. And if you think they're getting traded, maybe a target you think they might be going to. You down for this?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, Kelvin Herrera.
I think he stays.
You think he stays? All right, Mike Moustakas.
I think he stays as well. I think the season isn't going well out there, but I think that he's still a good enough bat, and that deal took so long to make that they're not gonna jettison him right away. They still have a good future on that team. They still need him as a veteran presence, and I think it's working even if the wins aren't there. So I think he stays.
Adrian Beltre.
Interesting. I'm wondering if he might go. You know, that midseason acquisition just for a guy who can make plays, honestly, and has kind of bounced back after a couple of rough years, the hot corner there and some injuries, and is also really fun. And I'm wondering if someone in the National League who might need a third baseman snags him up.
Josh Donaldson.
I think he goes as well. I think it's a little bit trickier now that Vlad Guerrero Jr. is out for 4 weeks and definitely won't be getting called up until at least September now, it looks like, based on that injury. But I think the Jays realize that they have no shot this year, and he might be getting shipped out as well. That might be a bat that the Dodgers want to look at. That might be a bat that the Mariners want to look at a little bit, even though they're doing well, to kind of have some roster depth after their recent injury and suspension struggles. So I think the Jays should be shopping him for sure.
Juris Familia.
Interestingly, I think he stays. I think the Mets would shop him and then not get what they're looking for and keep him in classic Mets fashion.
Right on the head. Couldn't explain that any better. Classic Mets fashion. Whitney McIntosh covers baseball for SB Nation. You can follow her on Twitter at WhitneyMO2. Whitney, appreciate your time today. Great stuff. Put her in the book. I want to talk to her again.
Hey, are you a Golden State Warrior fan?
Say no. Say no.
No, I'm a Celtics fan, but I like them well enough.
I had to ask. Very nice.
Thanks for your time, guy. Happy to be on.
Thanks, Whitney. Whitney McIntosh covers Major League Baseball for SB Nation on the hotline with us. And a lot of info there. And one of the things that she said, classic Mets fashion, I'll explain that next.